Dear brothers and sisters, in our continuing reflection on prayer in the letters of St. Paul, we now consider the Apostle's striking affirmation that Jesus Christ is God's yes to mankind and the fulfillment of his promises, and that through Jesus we say our Amen to the glory of God. For Paul, prayer is above all God's gift, grounded in his faithful love, which was fully revealed in the sending of his Son and the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit, poured forth into our hearts, leads us to the Father, constantly making present God's yes to us in Christ, and in turn enabling us to say our yes, Amen, to God. Our use of the word Amen, rooted in the ancient liturgical prayer of Israel, and then taken up by the early church, expresses our firm faith in God's word and our hope in his promises. So this daily yes, which concludes our personal and communal prayer, we echo Jesus' obedience to the Father's will, and through the gift of the Spirit are enabled to live a new and transformed life in union with the Lord. I welcome the Vietnamese pilgrims from the Archdiocese of Ho Chi Minh City, led by Cardinal Jean-Baptiste Pham Minh Man. I also welcome the participants in the Buddhist Christian Symposium being held in Castel Gandolfo. My greeting likewise goes to the Hope for Tomorrow Foundation from the United States. Upon all the English-speaking visitors, including those from England, Ireland, Norway, India, Indonesia, Japan, and the United States, and with God's blessings of joy and peace.
At the end of the audience, Pope Benedict expressed his closeness with the people of Italy's Emilia-Romagna region, which on Tuesday was hit the second time in 10 days by a powerful earthquake, causing victims and untold damage, especially to churches. 16 have been reported killed and 350 injured. I am close to the wounded with prayer and affection, and I express my heartfelt condolences to the families of those killed, the Pope said in remarks in Italian. He hoped that with the help of all and the solidarity of the entire nation, the quake-hit region would soon be able to resume normal life. Tuesday's 5.8 magnitude quake was the second to hit Emilia-Romagna after that of May the 20th, measuring 6. Pope Benedict concluded Wednesday's general audience with his blessing.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Ex hoc nunc et usque in saeculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui fecit caelum et terram.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.